Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Herbal tea common.
Oh, wow. So Jordan isn't here. This is Herbal Tea Common, my good friend.
Yes, Jesse, it's so good to be here with you. It's just so yummy to be here.
I'm so happy to be talking to you again. It's been a few months since I've talked to you, Herbal Tea Common. Are you drinking herbal tea right now?
I am. I'm having a Yogi brand bedtime tea on the bag. I'm going to read you the inspirational message on the bag. Every neighbor can be your teacher. Isn't that yummy?
Wow. Yummy. That's beautiful. That's inspirational.
Jesse, I wanted to come here today to talk about a new business venture. Would you give me the floor?
Yeah, you have the conch, Herbal Tea Common.
You know, this has been a tough time for me, as it has for, you know, many souls on this earth. And, you know, I think my Reiki healing business is obviously, you know, been declining now that we can't, you know, meet people in person. So I'm doing what so many others have been doing during this, as I've pivoted.
Sure.
And what I've pivoted to is, well, Jesse, let me ask you, how's your pelvic floor?
Unfortunately, it's not as strong as I'd like it to be.
Well, have you considered Kegels?
I hadn't. I honestly didn't know what to do about it. It's a pretty significant issue for me.
Here's what I have. I'm a big believer in Kegels. A strong pelvic floor equals a strong soul.
Yeah.
The pelvic floor is where the soul resides, some cultures say.
Really? What cultures are
they? Oh, just all kinds. And you should see the blankets they make. Just so beautiful.
Thank you.
So alive. So I'll explain the basics of the Kegel.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll talk to you about what I'm doing with the Kegel.
Okay.
Your basic Kegel, you want to make sure your bladder is empty.
Right.
Then sit or lie down. Tighten your pelvic floor muscles.
Thank you.
Hold tight and count 3 to 5.
3, 4, 5.
Good. Yummy. Now relax the muscles and count 3 to 5 again.
3, 4, 5.
And then repeat 10 times, 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night. Now, I think the question everyone is asking is, what do you do for those 3 to 5 seconds?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think something you can do is to be grateful. Is while you're flexing the tiny area between your balls and your anus, just think of something that you're grateful for. And while you're doing your Kegel, just shout it out. Just shout it out, you know. While you're Kegeling, Grateful Kegels, I call them. Trademark. Herbal Tea Common Industries. A subsidiary of Halliburton.
You know, this is different from the company that owns your real estate. That's Herbal Tea Common and Associates.
Yes.
LLC.
My associates in this case are my ungrateful sons. Now, right. Let me demonstrate. I'm going to do some Kegels. And then I'm going to say some things I am grateful for.
I got to get some sons.
Mother's love! Okay.
That's really beautiful.
Okay, time for another one. Coin star! It's a good way to consolidate that loose change.
It's incredibly convenient. And you know what? If you get an Amazon gift card, they don't even charge you you get the full amount.
Time for some more Kegels and bagels!
Sure.
Just be thankful for bagels while you're doing your Kegels.
Especially a smaller, chewy bagel. That's my favorite.
And finally, one more time. Bagel bites!
Oh, wow.
Yummy. Jesse, do you want to try one?
Yeah, I would love to. So I just...
Okay. Flex the area between your balls and your ass. And just shout out something you're grateful for.
National Geographic for kids!
Yeah. Like, that makes learning fun.
Can I do one more?
But only one more.
Zoo books.
So it seems like you're really grateful for products that make learning fun. All right.
LeapPad learning systems. It's like a laptop.
Sounds like you've got grateful Kegels down, Jesse. I haven't really found a way to make money off this yet. So I don't know how it's going to replace my Reiki business. But, you know, I'm just going to keep pivoting.
Hey, Jordan, can I suggest something? Can I suggest something?
Who do you want to suggest something to?
To you, Herbal Tea Calming.
Thank you. Who's Jordan?
I couldn't tell you. Can I make a suggestion for how to make money on this?
You may.
$20 a pop.
I like it. That's reasonable.
Sawbuck.
It's reasonable.
$20 a pop is a sawbuck 3 times a day, morning, midday, evening. 20, 20, 20, that's 60 a day. You're basically rolling it.
Jesse, you're a shrewd business person, and I thank you for that advice. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go get my neighbor's dog out of my fucking flower bed.
Oh, it's pissing in there.
Hey, Jesse, I'm sorry, I'm here. Sorry, I was a little bit late. Did the show,
Oh, it's okay. I was talking to Herbal Tea Calming.
Oh, really? How'd it go?
Yeah, Herbal Tea Calming was there. He taught me how to do Kegels, which I think is going to be great because, I mean, maybe this is a little bit of a TMI, Jordan, but I've been pissing my pants
all
the time.
Sure. I mean, Kegels are a great way to combat that.
Oh, it is brutal. It is brutal. Do you have any idea how many pants I go through?
I mean, are you throwing away the pants or do you wash them afterwards?
I throw them away, but, you know, it's gotten to the point where I wear basketball warm-up pants, the tearaway kind with the snaps.
Right.
So I'll shoot around the world. Once I knock down the trays, I let loose, wet them down, tear them off.
Have you thought about just, like, tearing them off right as you're starting to pee?
I mean, I don't want to just walk around with no pants on.
Yeah, you're right. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Just keep pissing in them then. What was I thinking?
I don't know. What's going on? What is this show?
Hard to say. This is a
Why
show?
Why do we do this? Should we introduce our guest and
I would love
see if she's still here or if she's bailed? Our guest is a Twitch streamer and TikTok star. It's the first time I've said either of those things on this program. She's probably best known for one time doing a lip sync video of a moment from Jordan Jesse Go, which we were all very excited about. Joining us live via internet from Phoenix, Arizona, home of the time that I waited for a bus when it was 115 degrees outside, Jahara James. Hi, Jahara. How are you?
I am so good.
I'm not blaming you for that having happened. It's just that I didn't have a driver's license at the time. And so I had to catch a bus, and it was about 15 or 20 minutes I was standing out there at that bus stop. Really could have used an umbrella or something.
You think they would have shades at the bus stop, but they don't?
You know what I'd like to have seen? Those misters.
Yeah, those are nice. Like when it gets too hot at Universal Studios.
Always welcome. I love a mister. I'll go through a mister. It could be 60 degrees outside. I'll go through the mister. Fuck it.
Jahara, I think I don't want to jump the gun, but I think we have something great here. So one of the games you stream a lot of on your Twitch channel is Legends of Zelda Breath of the Wild, correct?
It certainly is. It's my main game, yeah.
What are your sub games?
Games that are inspired by Breath of the Wild. So similar in gameplay, but not Breath of the Wild.
Maybe I can't think of any examples off the top of my head.
Some games that people would think of would be like Genshin Impact that came out last year.
Oh, sure.
I'm constantly thinking about Genshin Impact.
Another one's called Immortals Fenyx Rising. Basically, like any...
Oh, I've heard of that. Sure.
Yeah, like open world kind of RPG that came out after Breath of the Wild that's like, hey, let's let everybody climb whatever they want and see how they like that.
You're mainly in it for the climbing.
Obviously.
I bought myself a copy of Immortals Phoenix Rising for exactly the reason you described. I spent, after Jordan dropped his Nintendo Wii U off at my house, I spent the next 7 months playing Zelda Breath of the Wild until I finally defeated Calamity Ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Once I defeated Calamity Ganon, I thought about going back and collecting all the nuts that I hadn't collected yet. But I decided to try a new game, and I went on Twitter to ask what new game I should get. Somebody suggested a different Zelda, so I got the other Zelda, but I haven't played that one yet. Somebody suggested a Lego City Undercover, which I've been playing a lot of, not going to lie. It's a sort of wacky... This is a sort of wacky version of Lego. I don't know if you guys know about this wacky Lego. But it's like all the Legos are constantly doing, you know, making pop culture references.
Like the Legos are talking about WAP?
Oh, yeah. God.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly
it's
that.
It's all just Corn Man talking about Cardi B.
Wall wet ass Legos.
Oh my lord.
So Immortals Phoenix Rising, first of all, it's one of the things that they've borrowed from Zelda Breath of the Wild is the video game naming convention of having something colon something that doesn't quite make sense.
Yes.
Because the Phoenix is spelled F-E-N-Y-X,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that is. It might be my guy.
Yeah, it's your character's name.
Okay.
Well, Jesse, that's on you for not knowing that.
When I'm going around in this game, Zeus is doing gags.
He is.
While you're going around, Zeus is talking shit. And what's weird about it is... In classic video game fashion, they've got some solid bits in there. Like some poor producer at a video game company wrote a few good gags for Zeus to do. But then they had to find video game voice actors that can do Greek accents. And there's like, they're not nailing the gags. I'll just say they're not nailing them. So it is very weird to be going around in this Zelda-inspired game, and then every once in a while, the God of Lightning makes a joke at your expense, but misses the mark a little. What's been your experience playing Immortals Phoenix Rising?
Honestly, it was a lot of commentary. I'm cracking up because in the very beginning, I was streaming it, and a lot of times I was like, so you guys, maybe I just don't know. So correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I just don't know. Are these Greek accents that they're doing? Because it doesn't feel like it. Like, it feels like that's what they're going for, but I'm not really feeling the Greek here.
Sure. You're asking the same questions that you might ask about the goons in a Liam Neeson movie. Where are these guys supposed to be from? I wanted to ask, so you do play a lot of Breath of the Wild. Have you defeated Calamity Ganon?
I sure have. I have 100% of the game, and I'm on my second playthrough right now. Yeah.
So you realize what we have here, three hosts on one podcast who have all defeated Calamity Ganon.
Ooh.
I mean, this guys. Is extraordinary.
This is great. What
this is the new
having.
Cereal.
Tell your friends, write about us, New York Times.
Yeah. That woman from The New Yorker is about to put us in that fucking column she's got.
I would love to be in that column. Three hosts who have all defeated Calamity Ganon. He caused the end of the world, basically.
Can I ask you guys a really serious question?
This is huge. Yes, you may.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure Jada Boomrod has defeated Calamity Ganon.
No.
But I don't think Krolwich has.
Krolwich, no fucking way Krolwich has defeated Calamity Ganon. Krolwich hasn't even defeated Ganondorf.
Oh,
the man who would become Ganon.
Oh.
And then Calamity Ganon.
Wait a minute. Is Ganondorf from the series of direct-to-VHS movies about Zelda?
No, here, that's Tim Conway playing golf on his knees. Dorf on Triforces.
What? What was that? Jahara, you may be... Look, I've only seen you stream. I don't know what generation you come from. You may be too young to remember television commercials for Dorf on Golf, in which a guy who was very funny and famous in the 70s wore shoes on his knees and was bad at golf, I think.
I do not remember.
What was that?
Maybe it didn't exist. This could be a Mandela effect situation.
Yeah.
So, Jahara, when you do Breath of the Wild, when mm-hmm. when you stream it, are you like, what is your goal? Are you like trying to speed run? Are you trying to do like trick shots with the bow and arrow, or are you just trying to like, you know, entertain? What's the goal?
So when I first started, my goal was to survive. Whether that meant running from everything. It was actually one of the first video games I ever played. I hadn't been playing video games for that long, and I was really in it for mostly the apple picking and the fact that I could cut grass everywhere with no consequences.
There is just some like there's some pastoral shit you can do in that game.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'll just pick some apples, sit in the grass, cut that, like
pet a horse,
and then, feed him an apple.
And then you found out, I'm presuming, you spent a long time cutting grass and picking apples. Then you went on the wiki and found out you can ride a pig.
I haven't. I've ridden a horse. I've ridden a deer. I tried to ride a bear, but they were not for it. They did murder me several times over.
Bears will do that.
So I'm still trying to get that one. And my biggest disappointment with the game is that they wouldn't let me take a deer. When I took a deer all the way to one of the pastures for the horses, they wouldn't let me keep it. They were like, that's a deer. And I was like, I'm aware. Can you?
Yeah,
can
I
keep
asshole.
It?
Put it in a cage and feed it apples, motherfucker. Here's my $20. Take care of this thing. That's what they charge you, Jordan. I don't know if you've played Breath of the Wild. I have.
I have. I defeated $20 Clam again, and I fucking told you. Ugh,
to
geez,
put your horse in a cage and feed it apples.
So at first you were just trying to survive. Did that like change? Now are you like doing like slow motion trick shots from five screens away?
You know, I'm getting there. At the moment, I'm pretty sure the reason people watch me, you guys have talked about streamers before, people certainly don't watch me for my amazing skills at the game. I think mostly it's the sheer entertainment value and commentary that I make while I'm playing. But with my second playthrough, I'm trying to get like really good at like parrying those guardians and fighting those Lynels, because I want to try master mode. So I'm doing my best to like actually get good at combat instead of button smashing and just seeing if I can. It's been a journey.
Do you have this problem playing video games that I have, which is, you know, there's a block or dodge button, but you forgot what it is?
Constantly. So much so that at one point when I actually did dodge, my entire chat erupted and was like, who are you? What have you done? You can't possibly be Jahara. You just dodged.
You used this fundamental game mechanic?
I got through that entire game without ever remembering what the dodge button is.
So did I. It's true. You can. You're just like, if you just get overpowered enough and just load up on ancient arrows, like, why do I need to dodge when I can just kill you first?
Yeah, I got to the end of the game, and there's these, you mentioned Lynels. I just assumed that it was, you know, the famous model train. But it turns out to be kind of a big lion monster. And this thing is so powerful, and it's biting me or whatever. I can't remember. It shoots fireballs, something like that. And I'm like, well, what happens if I shoot it with one of these arrows I bought at the ancient tech lab? It just disappears. You shoot it with one, and it just disappears. I'm like, why have I not been doing this the entire time? I've been in these fucking fights trying to remember the dodge button this whole time.
I had that exact same experience. I was like, are these really strong? They're like, yeah, go try it. And I was like, all right. And then it just disappeared into a black hole, and I was like, what the... just happened.
This is the real question, though, Johara, about this. So you said something that I found fascinating.
Huh.
Which is, you decided to become at least a semi-professional Twitch streamer without really having played video games?
Yeah, so about that one. I've only been a Twitch streamer since August of 2020. And I didn't start out with the expectation of going professional. I started out as someone who liked playing Breath of the Wild and saw that my fiance watched people play on Twitch. And I was like, hey, if you make me an account on there, do you think someone will tolerate, listen to me prattle on like while I play this game? Because like, there's no one else to talk to when I'm playing this game. And he was like, yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is your sourdough.
Yes.
It's like your pandemic hobby.
Exactly. That's pretty much what happened.
I mean, I feel like I wonder, Jordan, because you and I have often speculated about whether we, and specifically you, should be a Twitch streamer instead of a podcaster.
Right.
And it's always, in my mind, it's always run up against a fundamental problem, which is I could never remember to talk while I'm trying to remember what the dodge button is.
Yeah, I mean, I really like, when I watch someone on Twitch, I am like always baffled when they are able to both play the game and then like be entertaining. I feel like I am just in such a like zoned out mind space when I'm playing video games. To put together a thought, let alone something like funny, it's a kind of multitasking I feel like I cannot do.
Yeah, my son, Oscar, my 7-year-old, he's the most interested in video games in my family. My 9-year-old daughter is not particularly interested, and my 4-year-old is 4 years old. Although he is interested in Zelda. He thinks that's pretty neat. He hates Ganon. He thinks he's bad news.
Yeah. Smart kid.
My 7-year-old will, like, he'll be sitting there playing Minecraft or he'll be playing Zelda or something. He narrates it like as a matter of course. I think in the 21st century, most people just talk the whole time they're playing video games. That's just part of it, possibly.
Yeah, maybe that's something we will not recognize in our kids. Like, why are you why are you talking while you do this? Why are you asking for like, subs?
When our parents' generation was like, this isn't music, this is just talking.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They're going to be like, we're going to be like, this isn't video games, this is just talking.
This is entertaining. you're...
Stop being interesting.
Yeah, I'm asking for subs when I'm playing video games. Subway sandwiches.
Specifically from Subway, not submarine sandwiches in general. You're specifically looking for that sweet,
that
fresh
$5 foot long. Mm-hmm. They still do that? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
But they do. Johara, in addition to streaming, you also do TikToks. I think that's how we became aware of you, is you made a TikTok of our show. Is that your most popular TikTok to date?
It's not my most popular one, but it's definitely one of my, it's my most popular one on Twitter. Okay. And it's one of my favorites.
Yes, I where the old people are. The elderly social network for complaining about the president. Why is the halftime show bad? All right.
It was so fun to do because honestly, it was so spot on. We were dying because you say like, what do you talk about when you're playing? And it literally is just like, what the fuck is this guy? Where did he come from? Is this a new guy? Like this entire time, you're like, what are you talking about? I'm just talking smack the whole time. Just lots like smack that's unfounded by skill. There's nothing there to really back it up. But that's what makes it more fun.
What is your most popular TikTok?
I have a TikTok that is with a duet with another black cosplayer using audio from a Madea movie. And
wow.
It sounds really weird. Stick with me.
You're really drilling down here, Johara.
There's a lot of stuff in that.
I know. It literally is just the two of us standing. And again, it's a duet, so we were in different rooms. But like the caption says, like, is in quotations, and it says, I never see any black cosplayers. And then we are both waving as somebody walks by. And then the audio is like, she don't see us. And it's like, do you see me? And it's like, yeah, I see you. I'm like, well, what just happened? And it blew up to like over a million views.
Wow.
Between the two of us.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it was really nice. And to be honest, I was actually quite surprised. The majority of comments on there, and there are several thousand, are all just really, really uplifting and positive. And, you know, it's kind of like an Avatar moment. Like Navi, they're like, we see you, I see you. And I'm like, that's okay.
We're all just searching for our Avatar moment.
Someday I'll find someone whose braid I can intertwine with mine.
It was 20 years ago that Jordan and I first plugged our hair into each other.
While you were doing this, were you cosplaying at the time? Or you like?
Yes, yes.
Dressed in, as an
in
anime
that
character
TikTok, I was cosplayed as Zelda from Breath of the Wild. Actually,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah. It's my most popular cosplay. It's my favorite one to do, and I actually started doing that one because of my Twitch channel. And I told my followers that if we hit 300 people, that I would cosplay Zelda since we were playing Breath of the Wild. And it was so well received, I was like, maybe I should go put it on TikTok or something. And that's how I started on TikTok.
Wow.
And previously, you had just been cosplaying as Medea.
That's what I would like to see at
Comic-Con. If Jordan, if we go back to Comic-Con, I want to see some Medea cosplay.
Yeah. Do you think we could do kind of a similar thing here where we say, you know, if we get 100... Well, I don't know. What's a good number for the pledge drive, Jesse?
I mean, two dozen.
Yeah, if we get 24 new subscribers during the pledge drive, I will do an episode cosplaying as Waluigi.
Okay. And if we get 36 new subscribers during the drive, I will do an episode cosplaying as Mama from Mama's Family.
What would happen if those two met? Who would win in a fight? Me and my buddies.
It's me, Mama from a Mama's Family. Mama's just trying to impress Wario.
Yeah. Jahara, is doing like a TikTok with podcast audio, is that like a genre?
You know what? It kind of is. It just depends. I've only seen a few of them. Audios can kind of come from anywhere, and usually people just pick the audio either from what's popular or for like if they listen to a podcast that they like, and you can add your own audio to TikTok. But there are a few pretty big TikTokers that use like the same podcast audio, just different episodes as they go. From what I can recall, I think I was the first person to use your guys' audio for a TikTok.
No, so. Lots of people do that because we're
yeah, tons. Oh, tons are always doing it.
Just different teens and young people.
Yeah,
and some of those like cool old people from Instagram. You know what I mean? Where it's like an old person and they're wearing a cool outfit, and it's like, oh, old people are cool too. Some of them do it.
Cardi B as well. She's always doing
Yeah.
Of course.
Cardi B is constantly on TikTok doing Jordan Jesse Go. She loves herbal tea Calmann.
Right. It's her favorite recurring bit.
Yeah.
She doesn't like how the Fauci voice keeps changing. But
no, it's ambivalent about it. But, you know, Travis Scott loves it.
Yeah.
Travis Scott, when he does his TikToks, he's like, man, I hope that next time the register of Dr. Fauci's voice changes again.
And have you seen the shit Machine Gun Kelly is doing with Radiolab?
It is extraordinary. The revelations MGK is bringing to the table. What are your, do you only cosplay Jahara on internet, or do you also cosplay, as I like to call it, IRL?
Interesting.
Yes, IRL. A lot of what I do now is, I guess you could say, a quarantine creator. So I started doing all of this after quarantine hit. So I haven't had a chance to do it IRL, unless you count me picking up my daughter from elementary school while wearing my cosplays when I haven't accidentally allotted enough time to change out of it before I go pick her up.
Like all the moms. I love the idea of just all the moms like in their heels, you know, getting out of their BMWs to pick up, and they're all judging each other that you get out with pointy ears.
Yeah, what does your daughter think of seeing her mom dressed like a fantasy character?
She loves it. She's so used to it. Like, I'll change. I cosplay once a day at least. And so she'd be like, ooh, I like your little ears, mommy. I like your, I like this hair. This is nice hair today. This is nice. Ooh, those are cute eyes. She's talking about my contacts. Those are some cute eyes today, mommy. Those are nice.
I gotta tell you this, Jahara. I don't think she likes it. I think she's patronizing me.
Yes. It's like when somebody goes to see your improv show and said, it looks like you're having fun up there. That's a personal one. I don't know how relatable that is.
Jordan, this is Jordan Jesseco. Every single one of our listeners is on a local improv team.
You're right. Yes, has done a bad improv show at some point. You're right. Jesse, how do your kids like it when you cosplay as Mama from Mama's Family?
Oh, they love it. They love it. They love it. All the different cosplays that I do from syndicated television from the late 1980s and early
1990s. Yes. They like the Small Wonder stuff.
Oh, they love that Small Wonder stuff. They love when I do different characters from MASH.
Mm-hmm.
They just really relate to MASH and think that it's definitely a really funny show above all else.
Right.
They really like it when I do out of this world cosplay.
Right.
Yes. I'll do I'll do Abraham Lincoln, but from Out of This World, in the episode where Evie brought Abraham Lincoln to life to help her do a school report. And then he put a cashmere sweater in the dryer and he says, I discovered the make small machine. Fuck up that sweater.
Wow. That is a really specific pull from Small Wonder. Or sorry, that's Out of This World. That was Out of This World. Excuse me.
It's literally the only thing I remember from Out of This World other than the theme song.
Do you think they stole that from Bill and Ted? What do you think came first? Not this make small machine, but bringing a historical figure to your time to help you with the school project.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. There was also, now that I think about it, there was an episode where she was trying to catch this giant shark that was threatening local beaches.
Go on. Then what happened?
Well, there was this other episode. I'm just thinking of different episodes that they did.
Right.
There was an episode where she and a friend were fighter pilots. When it came to guns, she was amongst the best.
Right.
Just thinking of different plots of movies,
different,
Jordan.
I think Out of This World was ripping shit off left and right, it sounds.
Sounds like. I don't know. Was it a strong enough premise to run with? No. Did I disagree. Anyway? Sure, why not? Who cares? I ought to be fucking playing Breath of the Wild and just Twitch streaming it right now. Oh, they'd love my Mama's Family cosplay.
Yeah. Jahar, do people help you with the game while you're playing? That was something I was kind of curious about the last time we talked to somebody who Twitched. Can you do people help you beat something?
They do. When I first started playing, and I've always wondered if this is also the atmosphere that I put off in the game because I'm making a lot of jokes and I'm not super skilled or anything, but the majority of people that would come in the first time, they would be like, I can teach you how to do that, I can help you how to do this, I can show you where that goes. And sometimes I'm like all for it, and sometimes I'm like, let me figure it out.
Yeah, right.
May be, Jahara, and I'm just putting this out there, it may be that you are a woman.
Oh, it's definitely that. I was dancing around it, but I'm glad you said it.
Have you considered?
No, it's definitely that. I get that a lot. I've had people even say, I didn't know that women played Breath of the Wild. Or, hey, there's people in here. You know it's only because you're a girl, right? And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that women played Breath of the Wild, the most popular video game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not like it's Leisure Suit Larry. I don't think there's any element of the game that would be alienating to the fairer sex.
Right. I don't know. I think people are just a little bit, the internet is full of salty trolls that just like to be upset that there's a woman on Twitch streaming and someone's actually watching. Several people are watching. I do rather well for myself, so I pull quite the number of trolls. It's okay.
when you guys were talking about Immortal Phoenix Rising.
Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Excuse me, Immortals. Is the Immortals a series? Do they need the subtitle?
No.
No.
Not as far as I know.
It's the first one.
Just going to throw in a subtitle in there for no reason?
I think the next one is going to be called Immortals Phoenix Rose. And then I guess Falling.
Yeah. I it's interesting you talking about there being goofy Zeus in it, because I got done with this game Hades not too long ago. Did you have either of you played Hades?
I like Hades. It's fun.
Hades is great.
What's Hades?
Hades is a game where you are, it's set in the world of Greek myth, and you are the child of the god of death. And you have to like get out of the death dungeon. It's, you know, it's kind of one of these things where you do runs, and they're kind of like the dungeons are procedurally generated. So you're doing kind of the same run, but the dungeons are different each time. Mm-hmm. And
oh, hold on, Jordan.
Yeah.
Is there a long part before you even get to play where Zeus is just capping on Sisyphus?
No, that sounds kind of rad though. Yeah. But here's the thing. So yes, you meet Zeus, you meet you meet Dionysus, you meet Aphrodite, and the whole endeavor. And I'll be the first to say that, I mean, I think this is a popular take on the game. Quarantine might be coloring this a little bit, but it is a whole endeavor is so horny. It is just so every time you interact, and there you interact with one of the gods, mm-hmm. and it's not that the conversation is not explicit. You know, no one's saying, you know, like check out these balls or whatever.
Right.
It's
well, that's what I say every time I'm horny.
Check out these
if
balls.
If I'm feeling randy,
sure.
I say to my beautiful wife, Teresa, I say, hey, Teresa, check out these balls.
Really setting the mood there.
You got to set the mood. And you light the scented candle and it's off to the races.
It's Valentine's Day, sweetie. Check out these balls.
So you're talking to them about the mission. You're talking to them about powers you're going to get. But you know, you have to like, you know, curry their favor. And it might just be a combination of like the voice acting and the way that they're drawn. They're kind of drawn in this, you know, kind of heightened anime style. And it's so horny. It is just the horniest thing. Everybody is just, it's all game. You can romance anyone. You give them these nectars, and then it improves the rarity of your boons, and the whole thing is just so horny. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I feel like the whole time I was playing it, I just like could escape into this like magical world of horny friends.
You know,
and it's kind of, you know, and it's kind of beautiful when we're not having that, you know, that IRL contact. Anyway.
Jordan, when I was playing Immortals Phoenix Rising, a big problem I was having was Zeus was capping on me for the commonality of my boons.
You got to increase the rarity of the boons.
It's like, these boons are a dime a dozen, you fucking clown. I'm just sitting there crying like I was Sisyphus or something.
Jesse, you need to start handing out those nectars, baby. Increase the rarity of the boons.
I know. All I'm doing is rolling this rock and having this eagle eat my kidneys.
Does that happen?
Yeah, that's what happens to Sisyphus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You're
that's
right.
His punishment.
Right. You're right.
He rolls over. That's his punishment for getting burnt by Zeus, mm-hmm. by sassy Zeus.
Sounds pretty sassy.
Do you think they got Mama from Mama's Family to play Zeus in Immortals Phoenix Rising? I kind of think they did.
We think it should be nailing the jokes a little bit better.
Yeah, that's
true. From what you were saying, seems like maybe no one nails a joke like Mama, right?
Yeah, she did not leave any meat on the bone when it came to chomping down on those gags.
That is another one where, like Dorf on, that I'm like, was that real? Can I remember one thing from Mama's Family?
Like, if you told me that Mama's Family was something that I imagined and something that you coincidentally parallel imagined.
Right.
Like, the two of us are here. We both remember watching Mama's Family after school on television. That is not enough corroboration for me. I still think that we both coincidentally probably made it up, because it is so bonkers that this weird cornpone, like, I wasn't ever sure what Mama was supposed to be. Was that a dude dressed up as Mama? Or a lady in a crazy old lady outfit?
Couldn't tell you. Don't remember enough about Mama's Family. I just remember that it existed.
Do you think it might have been someone from the Carol Burnett show?
I feel like I know that about it, is that it was a like spinoff of the Carol Burnett show, or that it was, you know, like if Wayne and Garth got their own show or something.
The Carol Burnett show is, I was listening the other day to an interview with Carol Burnett on Fresh Air, and she just seemed like the greatest lady in the history of the world. And I was thinking about the fact that the Carol Burnett show is like the absolute most important cultural touchstone that I truly don't know anything about or understand even 1%. Not that I like don't understand it in the sense that like I've watched it and thought this is bad, and then judged people from the 70s. Not like that. I just truly know nothing about Carol Burnett at all.
Well, I watched it when I was a kid. That was like on. That was another like rerun.
Really?
Yeah, totally. It was like a syndicated thing. It was on like near when Batman was on, the Adam West Batman. Yeah, it was funny. It was really funny. I haven't like revisited it as an adult, but I remember loving it as a kid. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, well, Mama's Family's real. Carol Burnett show was on television.
Yeah.
There you have it. Jahar, are there any things from your childhood that you think might have been imaginary?
There was this show that I remember about an aardvark, and I'm pretty sure it was real. Mm-hmm. He was a cartoon.
This already sounds fake.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was real.
Oh, what? Is this Arthur?
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. It was so early on in my childhood.
I know Arthur, and again, I don't know how old you are, but Arthur to me is just one of these things that like I know as like a thing that is like profoundly important and meaningful to like people who are a little bit younger than me. It's a Space Jam, it's a goofy movie, it's a, you know, these things that I'm like, I was a little bit too old for that, but like it really like hit for people that are a little bit younger.
I've watched a little bit of Arthur with my children. I'm the same deal. I think Arthur hit the demographic of maybe my youngest brother, Brendan, but I've watched a little bit with my kids. It is a really nice show. It's a good show. The Chance the Rapper generation has really, really nailed it on being nostalgic about that program.
I think I was just a little young.
Right.
Can I ask you an important question, though, Jahara?
Yes.
And this is actually pursuant to the Goofy movie, because I've seen on Twitter people discussing this issue with regards to the Goofy movie.
Okay.
And the question is Goofy from the Goofy movie or Arthur African-American?
From the vagalities that I remember about Arthur as a kid, I would totally perceive Arthur to be African-American.
Yeah.
For Goofy, I've never even considered that fact, especially because in the Goofy movie, they like travel to like that concert and they sing that song of which is an actual masterpiece with. And that singer to me in that movie is black. And then I feel like the girl that Max has like a crush on is like Latina of some sort. And that's just how I felt as a kid. But I don't know about Goofy. I never really thought about Goofy.
I'd like to imagine that for the Goofy movie, when they decided to book somebody to do the voice of Goofy singing, they're like, fuck it. We're getting Luther Vandross.
Yeah, I know. Those animated movies had a talking voice and a singing voice, usually.
Yeah, he just goes, "Hi guys, it's me, Goofy." And then it's just fucking full into James Ingram or something.
The most beautiful singing voice. That would be a great gag. They should do that with Goofy at some point. Have him like have a beautiful singing voice.
I would love that.
I definitely like, I feel like the specific argument I've heard is not Goofy in general, but like specifically in the Goofy movie, that like many people as children perceived Goofy and his son, is it, in the Goofy movie?
Yeah, yeah.
That they specifically, like, nobody is like the Goofy that appears in the Three Caballeros or whatever, like a Disney short from 1956. None of those, I've never heard someone argue that Goofy is African American, but rather that the specific Goofy movie Goofy is African American.
Jahara, what media do your kids consume?
Primarily YouTube, actually. Now that I think about it,
sure.
YouTube, and my daughter's favorite thing to watch is like video game playthroughs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Is she like impressed that mom does the same thing, or is that different to her?
I don't know if it's
fucking speedruns.
Honestly, though, she does backseat game me all the time when I'm playing. She's like, "Mom, like those apples are fine, but you know who's not fine? Zelda. Zelda's in the castle waiting for you." And you're picking apples.
That is a little bit of like a plot hole of that game, or a bit of a ludonarrative dissonance, as they say, is that like you can just spend forever like fucking around in that game. You can pick apples, you can do all the recipes, you can pet all the dogs, and just like someone is imprisoned and they need you, you know, like that is. But here you are just collecting Korok nuts.
God, I love those fucking Korok seeds.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, dance. The little
guy comes,
woohoo! Yeah!
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's so good. Nintendo sounds fucking... Nintendo is the best at sounds. No company has created better sounds. Anyway.
I think my favorite part of... my favorite part of the sounds of Zelda Breath of the Wild is just... some characters sometimes will speak English awkwardly and with weird voice acting. And then sometimes that same character will just make noises. And there's no, like, I played the whole game and I never understood why it was sometimes they talked and sometimes they just went while words appeared on the screen.
It's a magical world.
It's a magical world. God, I'd love to talk to one of those fucking Koroks just once.
That's the dream. What would a Korok say? Could it speak?
You know, do you remember, Jordan, when Chris Fairbanks, years ago on this program, our friend comedian Chris Fairbanks, had the wonderful insight that ultimately what we all want to do is take a dog or cat's ear and put it between our lips and go mum 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 like that.
I don't, but he's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
I would love to do that with one of those fucking Koroks.
Motherfuckers. Just numb the ear a little bit.
I just feel like the leaf numbing is probably kind of soft and fuzzy. Mum 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 mum. I would do.
All right. So we've got a lot. We've got some chores for the audience. This week. So hit us up on Twitter and let us know, was Mama's Family real? What do you think a Korok tastes like? A lot of assignments this week. Hit us up on socials.
Get at us. MySpace, Friendster, Google Wave.
Yeah.
Fogdog.com.
What's Google Wave?
It's the thing that Google made for a while. I don't know. My dad was on it.
Huh.
Endorse us on LinkedIn for mum, 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 mum.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And Jahara, your resident Black Zelda.
RBZ.
We finally got one. 13 years into this podcast.
Jordan, all these years we've had transient Black Zeldas, but finally one's moving in. You know?
Yeah. Oh, no. Just drop by, crash on the couch.
Jordan, let's go to Comic-Con. Here's my idea. Let's go to Comic-Con. I'm Mama from Mama's Family.
Yep.
And you're Dorf. Huh? And Brian is Ernest.
Yeah,
Jahari, well, you can be Vern.
The guy who Ernest talks to, you never see. It's going to be huge. We're going to be in so many photo galleries.
Yeah. When something momentous happens to you, like you have a fucking sweet-ass idea for what you're going to cosplay at the next Comic-Con, give us a call, 206-984-4FUN, or hit us with a voice memo at jjgo@maximumfun.org. Here is one example of a person who has done that very thing.
Hello, Jordan. Hello, Jesse. Hello, guest. I'm going to say Dana Gould as Dr. Zaius.
Mm, not close. Bad.
This is Eli from Columbus, Ohio. I am sitting right outside of Wario's Beef and Pork. I got myself a cold cut sandwich, which has rosemary ham, soppressata, hot copa, picante provolone, house jardiniera, Wario sauce, tomato butter, which is exactly what it sounds like, and shaved lettuce and onions on a Toronto roll. In a few words, enormous and sopping wet. But it's a wonderful sandwich. And just for good measure, I didn't know what long hots were, so I got some long hots on there. It turns out it's just grilled hot peppers. All right. Love you bunches. What is a rock?
Get dressed every day.
Hard as a rock, what is a river?
Get dressed every day.
That's it's 2021.
Get with
slogan.
The program.
Okay, so some background. But before the background, Jahar, I want to ask you, what are your Instagram ads? If you have Instagram.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jordan.
I don't want to presume someone has Instagram.
No, I do. It's small right now, but it's Jahara JJ, two J's at the end.
And what ads do you get rocketed at you?
Let's see. I mostly get an ad for my favorite ad that keeps coming, and probably because I keep clicking on it, is for this little tiny makeup fridge. Do you guys know? So it's a fridge that's exclusively for skincare and makeup. That you can
I'm
like.
Sorry,
keep.
Excuse me. You said a. I'm sorry, Jahara. Forgive me. I'm wearing headphones here. You said a makeup. So I know what that is. I missed the rest. I presume.
A makeup and skincare fridge, like a mini fridge, exclusively made
what
for skincare
is
and makeup.
What is this? What is? What are you keeping in there? The Pfizer vaccine?
Bam!
Well, topical. Some skincare product is better when it's in a nice cooling and a nice cool environment, like masks sometimes, a little paper mask. If they're in the nice freezer and you pull them out, it's very relaxing to put like a nice cool mask with some serum in it on your face. Mm-hmm. So you could, instead of going all the way to your kitchen, you could just have a fridge in your bathroom to put your skincare in. It's very
fucking wild.
It's very awesome. It's very opulent.
Could you also throw some brewskis in there?
You know what? It's actually way too small for that. Like the only reason I haven't bought it is it's so exceedingly tiny. It could probably fit like not even all of my skincare in it. Not even like a whole bottle of like Cetaphil lotion or something.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
When was the first time you went to somebody's house that had a specialized fridge?
Mm. Oh, boy. I don't remember it, but you clearly have a potent memory of it.
Yeah, it blew my fucking mind. I was like, this is a little fridge just for Cokes?
Yeah. Wild, huh?
Just Gatorades and Cokes in here? This is amazing. We don't have this in the inner city, I said to myself.
So I am new to Instagram and am only getting food. I am only getting, it started out as chicken sandwiches. It has now grown to include a fair amount of chicken sandwiches, but also cookies and cakes. And also like some like decadent sandwich shit that is nowhere near where I live. And recently I got one for Wario's Beef and Pork in like Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. And I guess this guy ended up going. Yeah, he did not explain what Wario sauce is.
Which is the main thing we need to know.
Yes.
Because whatever specifics you, the listener from Columbus, Ohio, can provide will ideally, hopefully, replace the idea of Wario jizz that's been living rent-free in my mind.
No one thinks it's jizz, Jesse. No one.
I just want to know what
you're
it is.
The sicko. You're the fucking sick.
What is Wario sauce if not Wario's semen?
Probably mayonnaise with something in it. I don't know. Mayonnaise and
what? Wario semen?
No.
Wario, that's a Wario semen. Sauce aioli. Is mayonnaise and Wario semen.
Can't believe you're sitting there thinking about Mario's enemy cranking off. Sick. You're fucking sick.
Well, you only think about good guys cranking off. Is that your shit?
No, listen, Jesse, the only video game characters I'm horny for are the ones from Hades from Greek mythology.
There's no such thing as Bowser sauce. If there was, I would presume it was Bowser's jizz. Oh,
God. Gross.
Sauce is a jizz word.
I've never heard it like that. I've never heard it used
Everyone
that way.
Knows sauce
no one.
Is a
I've
jizz
never
word.
Heard it used that way.
100%.
Well, anyway. Hey, you know what? If you're out there and you just want to eat a little gum, who am I to judge? Who am I? Listen, I'm sitting here in my ivory tower judging you. That's not right. Go ahead. If you want to...
Nothing wrong with it. Perfectly fine for you.
If you want to eat some of Mario's enemies come.
Yeah.
Go for it.
It's got a spicy kick.
Who am I to judge?
It's got a spicy kick. You could use it instead of your jardiniere.
It's all just self-care, right?
Hashtag self-care.
Hashtag self-care.
That's what Wario's doing. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
He's cranking it. Hashtag wealth care, I guess.
People say wealth care?
Yeah, because he puts W.
Oh, because he's Wario. Right. Yes.
Does he put W at the beginning of stuff or turn the first letter upside down at the beginning of stuff?
Oof, boy. I don't. Yeah. Jahar, do you do any Mario games on your channel?
I have not. My daughter's a big fan, but not enough for me to know what Wario did. With.
He cranks it into sandwiches in Columbus, Ohio. No.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. That's the whole deal. That's his whole deal. Plus, he's got the mustache, you know, the crazy mustache. But those are the two things that everyone knows about Wario.
He loves treasure, too, I think.
Yeah, he loves treasure.
Loves to get treasured. Brian, we got another call in there?
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, and guest. My name is Tatum, and I'm calling in for your famous segment, Mario Tourism in Ohio. Mm-hmm. So I just ate at Wario's Beef and Pork in Columbus. And the cheesesteak was really good, but I had one problem. I asked the owner why Jordan was getting all of those Instagram ads, and I kid you not, the guy just farted at me and then rode away on his motorcycle. So now I'm about to drive 30 minutes east to the next stop on the tour, the Church of St. Waluigi, which, according to Google Maps, is inside of a grade school. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Man, this is a fucking adventure, this call.
This call was full of lies. I don't believe half this shit. I don't think any of this is real.
Do you think this whole thing, this elementary school Waluigi church, is a penguin in the pants?
I think it might be. I suspect my radar is up. Mm. I would love it if two of our listeners had some kind of meet cute at Wario's Beef and Pork.
An M-E-A-T cute?
No. We put the meat in meet cute, right? That would be great. You see somebody else there. Maybe they've got the, you know, hard as a rock shirt on. You both point at each other. It's like, are you here because of the podcast? And then, you know, you talk over Zoom for a couple weeks and both agree to get tested. And then you can remove your masks and French. That's how things are done these days.
Jordan, can I ask you this? I don't know if this counts as a meet cute.
Right.
But I'd love to go there and get behind the counter and see Wario cranking it.
Again, I don't know if that's what. But, I mean, we don't know what's in Wario sauce. No one has told us. So, I mean, I guess you're just going to assume what you're going to assume, huh?
I mean, I'm saying if someone tells me what it is, that will replace this thought in my head. But in the meantime, I mean, it's obviously it's the Wario fluid that makes the most sense. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like the Wario sauce. I'm going to assume it's earwax or something.
Yeah, and you're right. That would be crazy.
that would be fucking
insane.
You know, Jordan, I still am. You know, I'm still just getting. I'm still just getting advertisements for, you know, fancy clothes stuff on my Instagram. Nothing exciting happening there. But I've recently started using a browser on my phone that I have not installed an ad blocker onto. And so I'm seeing the ads on the New York Times. And, you know, I read the New York Times because I'm an urban sophisticate.
Mm-hmm.
But the only advertisement I get is for the world's ultimate ear cleaning Q-tip.
What I don't think I've heard of this. I have not got this ad. What sets it apart from your typical Q-tip?
It appears to be reusable and possibly made out of rubber.
What? Gross.
It has like little bumpies on it. And then the ad says something like, you've never felt this clean.
Getting grosser.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrifying. And it'll be right there in between, you know, Mitch McConnell and, you know, it's like this Brooklyn artist explores the legacy of slavery through sculpture. And then underneath it will be like, you know, Governor Cuomo picks fight with state legislature. And then in between is this gargantuan ear cleaning rubber stick.
I bet the bumps feel good in the ear. When you said that, I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the thing I never knew that I needed.
Yeah, pumps and a bump.
Yeah, oh, my sure. God.
A couple of bumps. I can use a couple of bumps in the ear, if you know what I mean.
Oh. You're doing ear cocaine.
Right, it's ear coke. Ah, can't wait till this is all over and I can fucking party at the Rainbow Room, go in the bathroom, do some ear coke.
That's what those, you know, those ear horns that you see like a guy in 1910 using as a hearing aid?
Mm-hmm.
Those are just cocaine funnels.
Oh, wow. They put it right in the ear, huh?
No.
Yeah. And you just dump it down in there.
Amazing.
Oh, my ears are so fucking high right now. So full of ideas.
So Mr. Magoo was just fucking ganked out of his mind that whole time?
Yeah, why do you think he kept walking off fucking cliffs?
High off ear blow.
Oh my God.
This guy's pumping dust into his ears. Mm. You can also use it for PCP, by the way.
FYI.
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 PCP.
FYI re PCP.
Every email subject line I get.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. Does our podcast deep dive into the weirdest Wikipedia pages we can find?
Yes. Do we learn about scam artists, remote islands, horrible mascots, beautiful diseases, and mythical monsters?
Yes, 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 absolutely, and yes. Do we retain any of this knowledge?
Probably not. I'm Emily Heller.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
We make art and comedy and TV shows and also the podcast Baby Geniuses. For the past 8 years, we've been trying to learn new things about the world and each other every episode.
But let's be honest, this podcast is mostly about two friends hanging out, shooting the breeze, and making each other laugh. We're horny, we like gardening and horses, and we get real stupid on here.
But like, in a smart way.
Yeah.
Join us every other week on Maximum Fun. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know. La, la.
Hi, are you someone who thinks that when one door closes, another one opens?
Someone who always sees the light at the end of the tunnel?
If you answered yes to one or both of these questions, good for you.
We are not those people.
Nope. I'm Annabelle Gurwitch, and I'm a, you know, that other door opening? It probably leads to a broom closet kind of person.
And I'm Laura House. When I see a light at the end of a tunnel, I assume it's a train headed right toward me.
Laura and I have created a brand new podcast for people like us. It's called Tiny Victories. We're sharing personal tiny victories or things we've read or seen that inspire resilience.
So if you're looking for a tiny reason to get out of bed each week, subscribe to Tiny Victories.
Available on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get tiny. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, the Croc King.
Jordan Morris, Boy Detective.
And I'm Jahara, an okay streamer.
Nah, she's hella good. Well, we know she's hella good at TikTok.
Very good at TikTok.
Jordan Jesse Go that one time.
Will you try and do a TikTok of your own episode? Is that too meta?
Well, that's like some serious inception right there.
Yeah.
I should definitely try it.
You know what I recommend?
What?
Jahara, I don't know if you do this, but get the audio from Jordan Jesse Go and then get four different guys with beards to harmonize with it.
Oh, yeah. Did you participate in Sea Chanty TikTok? Excuse me, Shanty TikTok.
I did hear about that, but I didn't see anything on Sea Chanty TikTok, which is unfortunate to say the least.
Man, you know, it's too bad because we all live in these bubbles now. Right, I don't know if you've heard about this, Jordan, but it's like you're just in your little social media bubble and you don't hear about other people's lived experience, such as Sea Chanty TikTok.
You don't.
Beso profundo Americans aren't heard by other Americans. We're outside their beso profundo bubbles.
That's really interesting. So true. We all just need to open ourselves up to new experiences, I think. Mm-hmm.
Can I clarify something, Jordan? A lot of people are going to think that because I'm the Croc King, it means that I'm like a Batman villain.
Huh.
You know, like King Shark. No, I just love using my slow cooker.
Right. Oh, yeah. What are you slow cooking this week?
Short ribs, baby.
Nice.
It's a great cut. One of the greatest cuts, I would say. Short rib.
Better than super cuts?
It's not better than that one super cut that Dave Shumka made of David Letterman asking drummers about their drums.
I was thinking of the haircut place.
Oh, no. Crazy Sam's.
Crazy Sam's.
Yeah, that fucking guy's crazy. He's going around giving people haircuts for not enough money.
Jahara, you have a Twitch stream. You have a TikTok. How can people find them?
Yes. So my handle on Twitch is Jahara J. And on TikTok, it's Jahara JJ. I also happen to do a small new podcast of my own where I interview other female content creators in the gaming space.
Oh, cool.
And that just allowed them to talk about how they got into the gaming or cosplay space and just tips that they can give, what it's like, things like that. And you can find, that's called Crush at Queens, and you can find that on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well.
It's a good podcast name.
Yeah, it's a solid name.
Jordan?
Yes.
How come our show isn't about something?
Listen, because of when we started it. They weren't about anything. If they were about anything, it was about Mac shortcuts.
Yeah, different.
It was either this or Mac shortcuts. I don't think.
What happens when you hold down the Apple key?
Yeah. You take a screenshot. Oh, interesting. Listen, we're products of our time. This is charmingly retro at this point. It's kitschy. Ah, they don't have a theme. Cute.
Jordan, I just got myself a new keyboard, and I've been thinking this whole time, when was the last time you really pressed F12?
It's so, you know? Yeah. Think about it. F12.
Shift F7.
Sure.
Word perfect.
Fun.
God, yeah.
Fun to push.
Very fun. Jahara, it's been a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's been a delight to be here.
I think our listeners are going to be flocking to your Twitch streams to let you know how to solve the puzzle before you've really had a chance to... Honestly, I would love it if the whole time I was playing Breath of the Wild, there was just one person there so that after 3 minutes of me trying and then just me being like, fuck it, I don't want to know, They could just tell me what to do.
There should be a signal. There should be a signal that the Twitch streamer can give the audience. Like, okay, now it is time to splain. I am inviting the splaining. I am opening the door for splaining. How do I increase the rarity of my boons?
Oh, I heard this garbage everyday boon.
Yeah, got to get a legendary boon. That's what you're after.
What about an ancient boon?
I don't think that's a kind of boon in Hades, but I mean, it sounds like a pretty good boon, you know.
What about diamond boon?
Yeah, it's my favorite folk hero.
If I was playing Hades, yeah. You know, I think my main thing would be like, fuck a mortal, turn into a cow.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's one way to do it.
That'd be like my whole thing. Yeah. You know? Fuck a mortal, turn into a cow.
That sounds good. It never really gets there in Hades. It's just kind of like, you know, they're like a little nicer to you.
So it's just the first part?
Yeah. Just people turn it into cows. So horny.
Well, Jahari James, a joy to have you on the program. Jordan Jesse Go produced by Brian Sunny D. Fernandez. You can find us online at MaximumFun.org, on Twitter at Jordan_Morris, at Jesse Thorne with the hashtag JJGo. You can find us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com, where we are always trading our hottest stonk tips. Jordan, can we do that? You know the thing they did on Reddit? Can we do it, but for hog futures?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. We're pretty big on Reddit, yeah. Right?
We're fucking huge on Reddit. I think we could do this with hog futures.
Yeah.
The future of hogs has never been brighter, Jordan.
You know what? Instead of disrupting the stock market, can we just concentrate on making really dank Star Wars prequel memes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Watch out, Star Wars Samuel L. Jackson. I can't remember the names of any of
Mace Windu. God damn it. Mace, you don't know Mace Windu, Jesse? The most popular character in all of pop culture? Mace Windu?
Can you keep MC's heads wrapped like Erykah Badu? I remember that. That rhymed with Mace Windu on a song from Sound Bombing or something. Anyway, blah, 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 hashtag JJGo on Facebook at facebook.com/JordanJesseGo and in the Maximum Fun Facebook group, 206-984-4FUN, JJGo@MaximumFun.org. If you've got corrections for this week's program, please believe that we are as invested in the quality of our show as you are. So let at JD Power on Twitter know. JD Power and Associates are friends there. And I think that's everything. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.